The newest state lawmaker is from the 99th House District, Representative Sarah Wojcicki Jimenez. She's taken over for Raymond Poe. He left to become the state's agriculture director. And the new lawmaker, a Republican, joins us today. First, congratulations on your selection.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting.
I've known you a long time since you were a student journalist, to disclose all of that. You worked as a TV reporter, government spokesperson more recently. You served as chief of staff to the First Lady, Diana Rauner. How does that background help you prepare for this position?
Well, I think it's, you know, as I was thinking about whether or not to apply for the appointment, I kind of thought through a lot of different factors. But one of the things was kind of came down to my experience as a journalist and as a person who had worked in state government for about the last 8 years or so. And I think that it translates my reporting experience, as you know. When you're a reporter, you learn to look at issues from several different angles. It's not always just two angles. You know, a lot of people say there are two sides to every story. A lot of times there are many, many more sides to the story. And so that gives you a really good perspective, especially in the General Assembly when, you know, there are thousands of bills introduced each session, from issues ranging to advisory boards to very substantial legislation that there are a lot of people who have different opinions on it. And so I would see it as my responsibility as a legislator, similar to my responsibility as a journalist, to kind of look at all the different angles of the issue. And then ultimately where it stops for a journalist is where I would continue on to try to make the best decision for the people of my district at that moment in time with the information that I have. And then my experience in state government, I've worked for both the legislative branch and the executive branch, the treasurer's office, the comptroller's office, the governor's office, and the House of Representatives. And in that experience, I've worked for a lot of really wonderful people, people who had great ideas and listened to the constituents and the taxpayers of the state. And I was really able to observe in my roles how they handled certain situations, their decision-making, and had been able to make friends and develop relationships with people who are still in state government on both sides of the aisle.
A lot of people run for office in the General Assembly, and they think it's going to be one thing, and they get down to Springfield, and they realize it's something else. You would probably have a little bit more knowledge of what the process is, but has anything surprised you so far in the limited time that you've been in the office?
I think the one thing, you know, as a staff person, you are preparing information and everything you can for the members that you are working for or serving. As a member, you know, the roles are sort of reversed in that you have a lot of issues on the table. Staff is helping to prepare you. And the weight of the decision-making, even as I sat down in the seat yesterday and they started putting bills up on the board, the weight of that responsibility to vote and to make decisions on behalf of your district, you really feel that responsibility lying squarely on your shoulders. And it's definitely a different feeling, but in terms of the process and those sorts of things, I think I do have an advantage of knowing how that part of it goes.
We're talking with Sarah Wojcicki Jimenez, a Republican. She now represents the Springfield area in the 99th House District. Well, you enter the legislature at what is definitely a difficult time, a lot of uncertainty right now over the state budget. Where do things go from here? The two parties not necessarily working that closely together. How do you see this situation? And do you also think there is a possibility of the two sides coming together more than there is right now?
I think that we don't have a choice. So people who are in my position and the other members in the General Assembly, the governor, we have a responsibility to come to solutions and conclusions on these issues. It's certainly, if you talk to anybody around the Capitol, this year has been kind of unlike any year that people can remember in recent memory. But I hope that I can bring to the table, you know, I'm a person who's, again, worked in state government as a journalist. I grew up in the Springfield area, and one of the main reasons I decided to try to get a little bit more involved in this capacity is because I hope to help move people toward solutions, because I don't think we have a choice, really. I mean, all of these decisions that we're facing are going to be difficult when it starts to get real, and the issues that are coming before us, whether it be in the areas of cuts or reforms or looking at different avenues for revenue, all of those decisions, even as you've observed over the years, are not easy ones. And so I'm prepared to do my homework and study the issues, talk to the people in the district, and hopefully help make some of those tough choices sooner than later so that we can get on with it and get this budget impasse solved.
Well, Governor Rauner, it's been reported widely, weighed in on your selection. He supported you to become the state representative in this district. That has led some to question of whether or not, as a lawmaker, you can be independent of the governor. Will you basically toe the line for the Rauner administration? Your thoughts on that?
So I think, you know, a lot of people actually supported me in this appointment, and ultimately the local Republican Party made the decision. But the governor and I will probably agree on a lot of things. We'll disagree on a lot of things, as you see different bills and ideas coming forward. But it's my responsibility to talk with the people in my district and be the representative of the 99th district. And that's what I plan to do. I have only been on the job a few days, and I'm already, you know, I'm telling the folks that answer my phone, help me answer my phone, is people want to meet with me, I want to meet with them right away. I want to hear their opinion. You know, the state is in a crisis situation, and I think we have to be open to all kinds of ideas and look at it from different angles. Obviously, the way that things have been going for the last several months haven't been that productive, although it seems in the last month or so there's been some movement in that the Republicans and the Democrats have come together. Even as early as my first day of session, there was a bill that allowed some things to move forward in appropriations. And so I'm hopeful that for a long time there seemed like everybody was sort of digging in on their positions. And I think, as we know, at the end of the day, the only way this is going to be move forward is going to be through compromise. And that doesn't have to be a cuss word.
Of course, you represent a lot of union members, state union members especially. Does that put you in a difficult position when it comes to talking with them, even though many of them take a lot of exception to some of the discussions that Governor Rauner has had?
I don't think so. I have run into a couple of leaders of the organizations in the last couple of days, and I've encouraged them to call my office, and I want to meet with them right away in terms of their issues that are important to them and their concerns. And so I'm, again, my door will be open to discuss all of the issues and concerns and ideas for solutions going forward, because that's what we need. You know, we need to focus on how do we solve this issue and how can people pitch in from whatever sector they come from to bring some resolve to these issues. And I'm happy to meet with anyone in the district and talk through everybody's concerns.
Will you be part of the General Assembly retirement system? Will you be taking part in that?
I will not.
Let me ask you also, as we wrap up, looking ahead, what do you see as priorities and some key issues for the district for your time here in your first part of your term?
Well, I think right now, at this moment in time, I am stepping into a situation where we don't even have resolve on the current fiscal year budget that we have. I think there are also concerns about the economy in Illinois. And I think those are things that I'm going to have to focus on right away, because that is the issue of the minute. But in terms of my own priorities, one of the things that I want to stress is that my title is representative. And so I need to talk with the constituents and residents in the district and figure out what their priorities are. And in turn, those will become my priorities, because I look at my role as being sort of a liaison between the busy people in my district who either work for state government or they work for other businesses in town or they work for the schools or the university, and they all have full-time jobs, and my job is to be their voice at the Capitol. So I look forward to working with everyone and being the best representative I can be.
That's Sarah Wojcicki-Jimenez. She's a Republican now representing the 99th District in the Springfield area in the Illinois House.